Ann Arbor Public Schools officials had already announced they wouldn't force students out of the Early College Alliance, Widening Advancement for Youth, and the Washtenaw International High School. Despite these assurances, students spoke in favor of the district remaining in the countywide consortium so future students would benefit from the programs as well. John Bradford is a junior at Y High. Bradford says the close-knit community at his school wouldn't be possible if the district simply opened an international baccalaureate program in the district's comprehensive high schools, or a program like his friend is part of in Dexter.
You don't get the kind of, as I said, community that you get at Y High. It's very supportive in terms of homework. Everyone's like, oh yeah, we've got that huge one project we had was the director's notebook. We had to write an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet ourselves. And everyone can empathize with that. And you all sit down and you talk about it and you bond over it and creates an incredibly tight-knit community that can think and work together really, really well. And you would, I do not see that he has that at Dexter, and I do not think you would see that in a traditional high school with an IB program.
School board members say they believe the programs are likely successful and have support from many students and families. However, they're frustrated to not get answers from Washtenaw Intermediate School District officials on a variety of questions, including the true cost per student for each program, student demographics, and more information on achievement. School Board President Deb Mexicott says going forward, they also would like to look at making some changes to the contract.
Looking at how the agreement might be changed over time, we understand that changes that occur suddenly may actually cause disruptions in the educational programs, and that is the last thing that we want to have happen. But being able to understand sort of where we're heading with these programs and be able to plan a little bit better for our budgets, because right now we have a lot of uncertainty about the number of slots that we might be using.
Ann Arbor schools have until December 1st to approve a contract if they want to remain in the consortium for next school year. Some board members also want to explore an approach where the district would offer an in-house IB program in addition to sending students to Y High. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.